video game zombies.
One way that Sony could have topped Microsoft yesterday was bringing out Cliffy B, even if it was at gunpoint. That would have made me jump out of my seat.
We have a very special guest. Let's wheel him out here.
Well, as he's being hit with the butt of a gun because he is still resisting, even though he's strapped down to like a gurney.
So I hear a game is coming out for PlayStation 3. What is it?
It's Gears of War 2.
Say it louder. What was it? What did you say?
Gears of War 2, sir.
Say it fucking louder.
Gears of War 2.
That's right.
It's coming to PS3 this holiday season.
Yeah. It's like someone's not getting raped tonight.
Check out the Video Game Zombies only on videogamezombies.com.
Someone's getting off on that.
And livestream.com/VGZLive. And welcome to VGZ Live for October 25th, 2009, or whatever date this is that you're listening to it on livestream.com/VGZLive, on the VideoGameZombies.com embedded podcast player, on your iPod, on your Zune. Wait, nobody owns a Zune. Hello, Jim. I'm Steve.
Hello, Steve. I'm Jim. Hello, Echo. I'm Jim.
Oh, you're getting Echo? That's not good. Luckily, it sounds good.
Actually,
over
no,
here.
Not anymore.
Okay, good. So, I never know how to say his name, but Jeremy in the chat room wants us to talk about Borderlands all show. And he's very lucky because I did pick up Borderlands on Friday night. I have already put 10 hours into the game, so you can tell that there's a good review coming. But before we get into that, because I talk
all
the time.
Tell what you did yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what I did yesterday. First, I want to know what you did. We don't always have you on, Jim. It's been a while.
I got great news.
You got great news?
I have great news.
The Yankees
yes.
aren't winning, are they?
I don't know, actually. I got to put that on.
They better
you know
not
what?
Be winning.
I can't
winning.
Tell. I know the Yankees have three, but my TV is somewhat crappy here. So it's 3-0.
Nice. I was born a New York Yankees fan, but I will die a fan of nothing because sports bore me to tears. So, with that said, what's your good news?
I finally put Gran Turismo 4 away earlier.
Did you happen to beat Mission 34?
Finally.
Nice. How many? I know that you had said at one point that you were, what was it, 0.01 seconds behind?
Or maybe I managed seconds? To get 0.01, point, it was 0.01, 0.199, and 0.3 seconds behind.
I don't know how you did it, because that time that I got the 0.01, A, the controller would have been broken, B, the TV might have been broken by the controller, and C, I would have thrown that game into a paper shredder.
I had a hat around.
Ooh.
Did you throw the hat? See, Jim is very famous for Jim is very famous for throwing his hat, for those of you who don't know him. All 700,000 of you. But yeah, so you did it. You 100%ed Gran Turismo 4. That's awesome.
Oh, and it is the most beautiful car you've ever seen.
What is it?
Black Formula One racer.
Hey, do we have to get race involved in this? What's that sound? Is that you, or is that me?
One moment.
There we go. No more sound. Hey, Vista's back. So you say something else.
Yeah, we have
else.
A Vista around.
You say something else while I am him to get him on the show.
All right. Ooh. Well, let's see. Last night was another epic night over in New York. Me, Vista, bunch of friends.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was last night, or I would have maybe would have come.
Out. Well, it was... I'll admit I got a little worried at first because I got out. As I'm leaving, it's still raining, and found out my jacket likes the rain. In fact, it likes to take the rain and let the rain go right through the jacket.
Oh, so you were wearing a sponge last night. Nice. That was perfect for last night's weather.
It felt like it. And a brand new shirt, no less. So I get onto the light rail, and I now have a two-tone shirt on.
Nice. You're a hipster kid going for yourself.
Well, Lindsay, last night was supposed to be Roller Girls. We found out Friday, I believe it was, that thanks to Drew Barrymore, at least that's who I'm blaming for this, and that's who Vista blames as well.
I think it's a likely culprit.
The event was sold out.
Oof.
So we just skipped the roller derby part and went right straight to the bar.
But the Roller Girls were at the bar, right?
Eventually, yeah. Them and the I'm not exactly sure what you want to call that group of people that was dancing. And then eventually what I think was a group of four girls out on a 21st birthday.
Ah, oh, nice fresh meat.
All I know is they were dressed up and banging down shots.
Like newcomers?
All I know is they improved the surroundings nicely. Including that one chick that was from Du.
Du.
And those that were there last night will understand about Du.
Oh. Well, it sounds like a good time was had by all. What time did you get in, by the way?
7:30.
Oh, my fucking God. See, this is why I can't do this whole trek to New York thing for fun.
Well, there is a reason for it. It's the fact that I was going to end up missing the four whatever it was bus, and the next bus back is at 6:10, and the next light rail is a little after 6, so just spent a little extra time.
I hope you had something to keep yourself entertained while you waited. I would have gone nuts.
Well, we took a walk from 60th and Lex down to 33rd and 7th.
Doing the quick math. It wasn't raining, was it?
No, the rain had stopped.
Okay, I know it stopped at some point last night while I was playing Borderlands for 8 hours. Sorry. Yeah. It's just very funny.
But all in all, much fun was had. And
maybe I can come out for round 4, final round. No, I guess you can't have a final round on an even number. I'll come out for the 5th one, final round.
Well, I know the next one for the we'll probably try and do some for the final match of the roller derby season, but I think that might be the weekend of AUSA.
It's the weekend after NecroCon, right?
I'm not sure when NecroCon is. I never think of when, but yeah, it's the weekend of AUSA. It's the weekend right before Thanksgiving.
I thought Vista was going to AUSA. How could he be in two places at once? I guess I'll have to ask him next time.
Well, we're not sure as to if he's going to AUSA, but there may be something in the works for him going there and going for free and getting free room. And
hey, don't not get in a free room or VIP status or, you know, associate status at an anime convention. Or even sometimes
or getting up on stage and talking about doing the concierge's daughter. Or
we'll save that epicness for Vista to retell sometime. I guess
it has to be told properly.
If I don't jump into this Borderlands review, I think Jeremy in the chat room is going to kick my ass. So I'm going to parlay into some Borderlands discussion. There we go. Borderlands review. You can tell it's a Borderlands review because it says it on the screen right now. Don't be fooled by other the parts where you might think it's a Borderlands review, because this is the official Steve Borderlands review. I did not know much about Borderlands until a couple months ago, Greg had mentioned it when we were doing one of our, hey, what's coming out this fall parts on the show. And he sent me a link to Borderlands and I checked it out. And I think the tagline he told me was that it was like Fallout 3, but with co-op. So I was like, hey, cool. Fallout 3 co-op. Nice. Awesome. I check it out. Looks pretty cool. Everybody was hyped up for Borderlands. It came out this past Tuesday. I picked it up on Friday. I don't know how I waited until Friday to get this game. But I did. And you can choose from one of four classes. You can be either a typical tank, the girl who is a mage, I guess, for lack of any other the classification. There's a soldier, which is basically the generic, you know, run-and-gun guy. And then there's the guy I picked, who is Mordecai. I don't know what his classification is offhand. I'm very bad with this, because I was so excited. I didn't want to read anything about Borderlands. I didn't want to look at any reviews. I just knew that Borderlands was going to be the game for me, and it certainly is. You put it in the game system, you start it up, you watch the opening video, and it seems like a kind of wacky 13 art style. You know, remember the game 13? I think it came out for GameCube, PS2, Xbox. Remember that cel-shaded motherfucker?
Blanking here.
Did you mute yourself?
For a moment. Okay. For a moment.
Oh, yeah, Bloodwing. Thank you, AJ. Yeah. So I decided to be Mordecai. He's got a sniper rifle. He's got a bird that attacks. His special attack is he's got a bird that will attack other motherfuckers. I was kind of tempted to be the tank because, you know, everybody loves the tank, right? Right? I called you Vista. Right, Jim? I'm so used to doing the show with Vista, sorry.
Damn, what do you think I am?
It doesn't sound like that.
I can't do Vista properly. Nobody can do Vista properly aside from Vista and Hot Chicks. But that's a totally different type of... Next topic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's kind of also a Jack Ryan Radio kind of cel-shaded look. I'm a little thrown off, as you can probably tell by the amount of stammering I'm doing, because I did plan on playing some Borderlands while talking about Borderlands for everybody on the channel tonight, but the USB device that I use to capture video is not working, so I'll have to fix that for a future show. But anyway, Borderlands, if you like Fallout 3, if you like Diablo, if you like playing shooters and RPGs, I know there's a lot of crossover there, even though they're two different games, an RPG and a first-person shooter. If you like co-op with your friends, up to three others because there's a four-player max limit, you have got to get Borderlands. There is no other alternative other than Borderlands. There might be that Left 4 Dead 2 thing coming out, but forget that. You played that last year. Borderlands, it's fresh, it's hot, it's what the cool kids like. Pick up Borderlands. Apparently you can get through the 30... There are 160, I believe, quests in the game. 30 of them are related to the story. So you could conceivably blow through the story, I believe somebody said, in like 10, 15 hours. But to do all the side quests, which is where the fun is in any game, really, I was seeing other reviewers saying it took them 30, 40 hours, and then they played the new game plus. When you beat the game, you can play through a second time where everything's harder to get to level 50, which is the current limit. You're pushing 50 hours on this thing per character, and that's the kind of game I like. It kind of actually, I think for me, is going to force me to want to play the game more than once, because A, I'm going to want to play through as at least one of the other characters to play as their special abilities and whatnot. But another thing is you're really limited in the amount of stuff you can carry in your quote-unquote backpack. A lot of games let you carry unlimited amounts of stuff or a high arbitrary number that's related to how you're doing in the quest. And there are opportunities to increase how much stuff you can carry in Borderlands, but you start off not being able to carry that much. And if you're like me and you're kind of a scavenger and a hoarder in these kind of games like Fallout 3 or Borderlands, where you just want to pick up everything, you see something shiny, and especially if you can barter in the game, you're like, I got to pick this thing up, because if I'm not going to keep it, I'm going to sell it, right?
You know exactly what my version of Oblivion looks like.
Yeah, exactly. And AJ's in the chat room. He's played it a little longer than I have. He got a reviewer's copy a couple weeks ago. Wink, wink. He says it's hard to get rid of some weapons, and it really is, because you'll get a one-off weapon. Like for completing a quest, excuse me while I stutter there, when you complete a quest, sometimes you'll get a special gun, and you won't want to get rid of it because it will be, you know, for one example is there's a guy named TK in the game, and I got his wave shotgun, which is basically a shotgun that shoots a retarded wave of purple mist or something at your enemy and then kind of hits them. It doesn't really do that much damage, but it was a special weapon. And I held on to that thing for probably a lot longer than I should have, since it wasn't really a practical weapon. And I finally said to myself, you know what? There's all these other cool weapons popping up, a rocket launcher, other sniper rifles, because I love sniping in games like this, other weapons, a machine gun. I'm like, you know what? Something's got to go here, and this TK's wave gun might be, you know, might be special, but I got to get rid of it. I'm selling it. So, yeah, it gives you the opportunity to, let's say for me, I'm playing as Mordecai, and I am doing sniper rifles, submachine gun, and occasionally, like, the pistol that that has a an axe on it, an axe handle on it that lights people on fire. Sounds awesome, right?
Axe and fire.
Yeah, it's a melee weapon that does 100% damage and, or, you know, 100% hit damage, I mean, will hit 100% of the time. What am I trying to say here?
You don't miss.
What's up? Yeah. By the way, monitor the chat room while I'm talking, because it's kind of hard to go off the cuff and also monitor the chat room. So if you could do that for me, that'd be perfect.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, awesome. And, yeah, so basically, that's my strategy with at least this playthrough with my guy. But, you know, the next playthrough with Mordecai, maybe I'll switch it up to a rocket launcher and grenades and the submachine, or not submachine gun, the full-on machine gun. And then if I play as the tank, you know, other stuff. It's just, I think there's enough variety here to keep you playing through at least once or twice, if not playing through the two playthroughs with each character, which I'm going to try to do, but I can't promise anything.
Definitely sounds interesting, and I just...
Yeah, and it's multi-platform. When you get the PS3 in December from your lovely gal, you can you can rent or buy Borderlands for the PS3. It's also coming out for PC this week, for those of you who love your PC games. I don't know how you play with a keyboard and mouse. There's just too many options.
I got bad news about PC games the other day, too.
What's that?
I can't upgrade my graphics on this laptop.
Well, yeah, you usually can't upgrade on... There was, like, one or two special laptops that are like, hey, you're going to be able to update the graphics card for more than you paid for the laptop in the first place, so why don't you just get a new laptop?
Well, it's the fact that the graphics is integrated onto the board.
Yeah, you don't want to whip out the desoldering braid and try to get that out. That's not going to happen. And I didn't get... Jeremy, it's interesting you say that. I didn't get a chance to try co-op, even though I got a couple of invites yesterday. I got invites yesterday from a friend that was like a level 27 siren. Somebody else invited me. He was a little bit closer to my level yesterday, which was 12. I'm now a 16, by the way, so I'm kind of going as quickly as I can. But I don't know if you are hindered if you're low level playing with high level guys, or if high level guys are hindered by a low level guy. But yeah, I just didn't feel like getting my ass kicked. I cannot wait to try co-op, hopefully with Jeremy and AJ and other friends of mine who have Borderlands. That sounds awesome. But yes, the bottom line, as you can see on your screen, is that Steve rates Borderlands for PC, 360, and PS3 a must-buy. Don't just rent it. Buy the motherfucker. It's 13 meets Fallout with a paper-thin storyline, but that's okay because there's enough here to keep me coming back for several dozen more hours. And that is the Borderlands review, in so many words. Am I recording this shit? Am I recording this horse shit? Yes, I am. Just had to check.
I was going to say, now you decide to wonder about that?
Well, you know me, Jim. What's professionalism? Jim, have you heard anything about Demon's Souls for the PS3 from Atlas?
It's not ringing a bell to me.
Really? I was hoping it would. Everybody's recommending Demon's Souls. Everybody's like, oh my god, this is the best RPG ever. Oh my god, it's so hard. Hopefully someone in the chat room can help me out here with this. Yes, oh. Demon's Souls. PS3. Best Buy is having a buy two, get one free sale on video games this week. I wonder where they got that idea from. Uh-oh. Vista's calling.
How many places have they gotten them from?
Hang on, let me answer Vista. Hang on. Head to conference. Hello, sick boy. Hello?
Stop talking about Demon's Souls.
Why?
Sucks.
Does it suck?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to say, I need a third game to buy this week. The producer Chew wants
Tekken.
Tekken? Oh, wow, you sound like shit. You know, since
I blame the dance party that was going on.
Well, I don't know. He said he doesn't think it's from yesterday, so. Or at least not from the rain.
I still blame the dance party.
I was on a train when it was raining, so. I think this is just from being out way too long and not actually going to sleep when I was supposed to go to sleep today, so.
Oh, you sound like hell, dude. I feel so bad for you.
It should happen.
So I heard you sang some tunes yesterday. Is that true?
I believe I did. Me and some bunch of some white girls sung some Taylor Swift.
I wish I came yesterday, but if you're sick, I'm glad I didn't, because I'd be sick and miserable.
Hey, the bartender asked me to make the bounce of salty. You know, and I did what I had to do.
Well, we had enough of Eminem and Soulja Boy and people randomly throwing in lines at the top of their voice, slowly.
It was like a congregation of just stupid black people right next to us. Before most of the people came yesterday night, it was me, Jim, and Chocobo. And holy crap, the fucking...
The roof is on fire.
Yes, the black dude sound just like that.
That's how fast he was doing it, no, too.
Oh, Vista, Lindsay would have done Taylor Swift with you.
Not Greg, she ain't doing shit. Anyway, so the highlight is getting two well-made Chipotle chicken wraps. That was a...
Dude, that sounds awesome right now.
I was like, holy crap, these actually taste pretty good. It didn't taste like they just vomited in my, in a burrito and gave me that as food. And, whatchamacallit, that's pretty much it. I mean, the rest of the night was probably just more sports orientated, and, we just had fun making fun of people. And, I found out I don't like Blue Hawaiians, they suck. And
what's in one of those?
I didn't even like it.
Wait, can I guess pineapple? I'm just gonna guess pineapple.
Go for it.
Pineapple? That's in there somewhere?
No.
Really?
I don't think so, actually.
What else is
way too much Malibu. I was talking to him on the phone. He's like, yeah, I overdid shot of Malibu.
It was like half Malibu.
Yeah, Tiger Shots was pretty good though. I think it was the right Russian.
Pretty much was a white Russian.
Because it sounds better. Who wants to drink a white right Russian? No, you take a tiger shot right to the chest.
Can I get a gold Jew over here?
We're thinking something.
Well, I don't know. What can we mix with Manischewitz?
Just put a fucking cherry on top and keep it.
No, it can't be a cherry. It's got to be a matzo ball. Dyed red.
I don't have the ability to make that. So.
It sounds awesome. I don't know how long you want to stay on, Mr. Sick Boy, but you're welcome to stay on the line even if you don't talk.
Wow, I'm being subjected to just muting right now.
No, you can do whatever you want. If you want to talk, I don't want to make you talk if you don't want to and if you're sick. So,
I got no job. No one's going to hear me talk. I don't care.
Well, you know, is there anything?
Watching the Giants fuck up and the Yankees win. It's amazing.
You can give us the sports
updates. Oh, jeez, you had to say that. You had to. Oh, good, they did score. As you say that, there's a. Guerrero hit a double?
Yeah. They didn't score yet. It's still 1-3. Bottom, top of the. Whatever. However you count these innings, I don't know. Not football.
I think we need to get some MLB The Show simulation for this this game here. I can't wait for the outcome. Oh, wait, yes.
Dude, I just saw NBC4 saying two new hot basketball games out. I'm like, they've been out since the beginning of October, dude.
Yeah, that's not just out. That's a couple weeks ago. Hello. Get with the times.
No, not at all.
You know what is coming?
Not a dangerous thing, but. They're not talking about it.
You know what's coming out this week is Nerf and Strike Elite for the Wii. I can't wait for that one. I've been waiting for months for this one.
Thank God.
It's just like the last one. You get to shoot your TV with Nerf guns. I think. I don't know. I'm just improvising.
It did not matter that you get to shoot your friends with Nerf guns.
Something like that. All right. Let me just blow through some of this stuff here after I change the title. That's not random. There we go. That's not it. This week's games. This week, we are treated to Tekken 6 for PS3 and 360. I think you're going to be picking that up, right, Vista?
I should be. If I feel like I maybe just save money to go to the Necrophon.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Tekken 6 will be there. Might as well. What else comes out this week? DJ Hero comes out this week. Everybody knows we love DJ Hero.
A lot of people I know are like, dude, I need to get DJ Hero. I need to get DJ Hero.
Have you seen the commercials that they're running all day today on the sports games?
Luckily, I have not. You know what? I watched the NASCAR race. Not one mention of DJ Hero.
But there was a DJ Hero NASCAR car, wasn't there? Or was that last week?
No, last week. It may have been Guitar Hero because I know. It might have been DJ Hero. It looks the same anyway. But they've been working with Dale Earnhardt Incorporated. Actually, sorry, Earnhardt Ganassi Racing.
I think we're a little jaded when it comes to music games because we've been playing Beatmania, you know, since what, like 2000, 2001? I know I started in like 2002. So,
I had an Asian girlfriend.
You started because you had an Asian girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, that's the only reason I got into games, dancing games. My Asian girlfriend's like, I'm so great at this. I'm like, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you got into dancing music games and whatnot and Japanese hoobity blue, because that's how I met you. At, like, Otakon 2007 or whatever.
I don't know. It's all a blur, but, you know, life hits you fast. Next thing you know, you're bald.
You took the right fork, in my opinion. Yeah, wait a minute. Jim's bald.
He's not bald. That's just a cap. The condom cap on his head. He's trying to trick us all.
Was he wearing a condom hat yesterday?
Huh?
Was he wearing a condom hat yesterday?
No. Okay. I put on a roller derby chick's helmet, though.
Cartoon Science has it actually dead on for me, at least. He says he's mixed on DJ Hero. He likes the idea of the game, but he doesn't like 70% of the tracks. I could maybe kind of try to like the game if it wasn't for the fact that I don't like any of the music.
Yeah, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Vista.
You're not really mixing it, dude. It's just like when you really realize that you're doing just pre-recorded shit, it's not like on a live DJ. I don't really care for the game.
Yeah, it seems like it kind of gives the illusion that it's not like, it's like, oh, it's not like Beatmania because you get to mix and you get to do all this other stuff and it's more like DJing. But when you get down to it, you're trying to play for score and the score is predetermined by doing something that the programmers like already predetermined for you. That's not different. That's not new. That's not exciting. I won't be getting it. What else?
Well, I think it's the way they're going at it is pretty new and exciting. So they're selling it just on that. But outside of that, you just kind of go, oh, I just, you know, get a high score and keep moving. This is one of those games where you've been having some like hip hop party, or you just want to, you know, just be awesome.
Sincere, I guess, has played DJ Hero, and is taking disagreement with what we're saying, but that's our opinion, goddammit.
They did have something over in, over New York City yesterday, a DJ Hero release party or whatever.
Is that Capcom Fight Club thing?
No, different thing.
I could have been to, but no, I had to wait for dumb bitches.
That thing sounded pretty cool, and it really sucks that you missed it because of that event that, you know, sucked for other reasons. But yeah, I read the thing on Kotaku about it. That thing sounded fucking awesome. I wish I would have considered going to it, even though it was a school night.
What are we, 1950s? It's a school night, so we're not going out late.
It's a school night. I can't possibly stay out that late. You know me, I hate going to the city. If it was in, like, Clifton, New Jersey, or Wayne, New Jersey.
It would be you and like two other people.
That's true. It wouldn't exactly be able to grow as it did as a grassroots campaign if it was in, I don't know, Fairfield, New Jersey, in the middle of a warehouse.
Then that kind of screams rape, dude.
What were we talking? Oh,
Lindsay says
what's coming out?
Shit, you know what? DDR Hottest Party 3 and Dance Dance Revolution X2 come out this week. I know what I'm
buying.
Hottest
Party.
DDRX was the most awful thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how they're doing a second one.
You mean DDR Mario Party?
Yeah, DDR Mario Party for PS2 without Mario. And with
that's what it really essentially is. I'm waiting for like different Konami characters to appear randomly going, "Hey, I'm such and such Castlevania.
I'm Solid Snake.
If you beat me, you gotta beat my song on Easy Shuffle."
"You gotta beat my song on Beginner Flat."
And I just kind of stare at the screen and go, "Wow, this is going right back to fucking Best Buy."
So that's two DDR games, a Tekken game, Tekken 6 to be exact, Forza 3, which is supposed to be good, but I don't know, it's not my kind of game. Can I get an AO?
AO. Hey, you got a PS3, Ratchet and Clank.
I don't like Ratchet and Clank. I don't like Jak and Daxter. I don't like Crash Bandicoot after the second
like
one.
Uncharted 2.
I do like Uncharted 2.
Because foundations are based upon Jak and Daxter and Crash Bandicoot.
Hey, Nathan Drake isn't a furry character or a robot.
Well, he could have been.
He probably could have. The conceptual drawing for him was probably that he was a cat boy.
Flycoop was pretty awesome.
Catboy Nathan Drake, the fortune hunter. Join him in his adventures to find the golden milk bowl.
The golden... The
golden bell.
Oh, yes.
Golden neck bell.
No, you know what that shit is? That's Tale Concerto. They should bring that back. Dude, I fucking love Tale Concerto. That was the best demo ever. I think it was on the PlayStation Magazine. For a little while, they were like, "Hey, here's a demo from a Japanese game you'll never be able to play." Oh, wait, here it is. It's coming over here. Oh, yeah, Sly Cooper. I forgot about Sly Cooper. Not a fan of Sly either. Or Ty the Tasmanian Tiger. Or Tack in the Great Juju Challenge.
That's a lot of really poor games.
You can tell this man works at GameStop. But yeah, no, I'm just not into... I tried to play the demo for the first PS3 Ratchet & Clank game, and it just wasn't my game. I just wasn't digging it.
Derek Jeter at Fleet.
Oh shit, Tomba. I like Tomba. Probably because he's mostly a caveman, right? He's not some.
I don't even know what that dude was. He had pink hair.
Oh yeah, Spyro's not furry. I liked Spyro the first couple, but I wouldn't play a Spyro game now. Tomba, fucking Tomba. What's some of them other bad Sony characters, Jeremy? Keep them coming. So yeah, Ratchet and Clank passing on that. Actually, I don't know. Forza looks really nice. I'm gonna throw that in my game queue from GameFly and give it a shot. I think that's what I'm gonna do.
How about Gex?
Gex the Gecko.
This is when I go get something to drink.
Go for it.
We're scaring him away.
Gex the Gecko. Did I ever? I think I might have played the first one, but I didn't finish it though. Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, God, how did I forget Banjo-Kazooie?
I just couldn't get into Banjo-Kazooie. I wasn't a fan of all the weird N64 games. I didn't have very many to begin with. I stuck with the wrestling games because those were awesome on the N64. Those were like the epitome of wrestling games.
Oh
no mercy. And WCW.
Yes, exactly what I was thinking.
And WrestleMania 2000. And even at WCW versus... the world, or no, that was the PSX one. WCW versus NWO World Tour was awesome. All those games were awesome. I'm gonna say awesome again because I have no other descriptive words for things that I like.
That's because there's no word meaning super awesome.
Exactly. They were ultra awesome. Perfect Dark, amazing. GoldenEye was, if you have an N64, you had GoldenEye and Mario 64. Those were the two must-have games, and you had them. I like those. Past those games, those, you know, AAA blockbuster N64 titles, wasn't a big fan. And I know Banjo-Kazooie, I guess, is probably one of those games. I just couldn't get into it. I was a little old for it.
Let's see GoldenEye, what we got here.
GoldenEye does end friendships if you take it too seriously, which thankfully I never did, which is good because I suck. I sucked at GoldenEye, much like I suck at every game right now.
Lindsay, you're right. Mario Party is the game that ends friendships.
Actually, they both end friendships, actually.
I've almost seen, like, fist fights due to Mario Party.
Hey, I've seen fist fights for Mutant League Football. Sorry to kick you off. Interrupt you.
Oh, Mutant League Football. Oh, that was good.
Beetle Adventure Racing. Don't fucking knock it, Jeremy. I want Beetle Adventure Racing again. I want...
Sonic Shuffle ends friendships.
I never played Sonic Shuffle.
Because it's Mario Party, really. But it ends friendships.
Have you had a friendship end because of Sonic or Shuffle?
Mm-hmm. And plenty of friendships ended because of all those party games.
AJ says Sonic Shuffle kills Dreamcasts.
Yes, it does.
Ironically, I think I had a friendship end over King of Fighters.
How? Why? SNK is to bring friends together, not to break them up.
Because he didn't like the idea that I blocked his attacks. He kept he would just, like, repeatedly just attack the hell out of me. So I'm like, okay, turtle. I'm going to block. I'm going to wait for an opening. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to repeat until you're dead.
Which is what any young man should do.
He flipped out and got in my face, and I told him, sit down, shut up, and learn how to play.
Oof.
Yeah, people, now, mind you, it was his game.
People generally don't like to hear that. So I'm going to pop up some Beetle Adventure Racing on the video, even though this is our audio podcast.
Oh, my God.
This is a little something extra.
Beetle Adventure Racing.
Guess
it's got a 90.
Colin Cowherd.
Dude, why is Nate Woman... Let me make sure that this hasn't been mentioned in the room. Croy?
That'll take
yes,
forever. Just
Lindsay did mention Conker.
Conker?
Conker's like Bad Fur Day.
Oh. Yeah, that's actually one of those few games... I guess it's because I was of that age, that teenage age, where dick jokes are funny. But it's one of those few games that actually made me belly laugh. There, I said it.
Oh, Pokemon Puzzle League. Oh, how I loved you.
You can't really tell it from the video we're watching, but Beetle Adventure Racing was the shit. If you got some friends together to play Beetle Adventure Racing, you were glad to own an N64 at that moment. Because, hey, it was the Beetle. It was re-released at that time, 1997, I believe. It was what was hot.
Beetle Adventure Racing.
And I probably found the most boring...
99.
Okay. I probably found the most boring... Beetle Adventure Racing video on YouTube, but that's okay. Another good one was Battle Tanks. Me and my friend Bill used to play the fuck out of that one. That's
all right.
The audio in this game is so awful you'd think it's an Eminem game. Sorry, Bill.
Eminem Beetle Racing?
Hey, that'd be awesome. Somebody get Sweden on the phone. We gotta make this happen. Oh, Jeremy, it's on, motherfucker. I will fucking rape you in Battle Tanks. Let's get this done.
I will kill the life out of you.
You guys should play Strip like fucking Battleship.
Have you seen my body? My clothes don't come off.
That's part of the reason why I was about to say, I'm not going to be around for this somehow.
Well, see, you get two girls to play and just have them, like, answer phone calls. Just say, hey, A2. And the chick does it. You hand her shit off. She has to take off an article of clothing. It'd be awesome. We can plan this.
This sounds like something we'd have to do on VGZmania.com and charge $5 a month for.
VGZ Deviants?
Yes. Jet Force Gemini, how was that game? I never played it.
Can't be as salty as me.
No, I can't be as salty.
I'm an umbrella. I'm a yellow girl. I'm a little girl with a yellow dress on.
Damn.
An umbrella for salt.
Vista's as salty as they come. I'm going to switch this video to Battle Tanks, by the way, because this video sucks. Battle Tanks N64. Yeah, it's like, I'm sure if I went to play it again, it wouldn't be the most fantastic thing ever, but... That co-op, the versus in Battle Tanks was awesome with the right people. I did get my copy of Beetle Adventure Racing from Ted's Beetle Racer Emporium, but that's neither here nor there. Were there more than one Battle Tanks games? Was there a second one, or am I remembering wrong? These graphics look
there
a little...
There was a Battle Tank game a long time ago from Atari, I think.
I mean, from
N64. Battle Zone, sorry.
Because these graphics look a little more primitive than I'm remembering, but maybe I'm just remembering wrong. Okay, Jeremy's confirming that there was a second one. Good. Because that's the one I'm thinking of. This is definitely not the one I was thinking of. Oh, wait, yes it was. I remember this part. Anyway, Battle Tanks was awesome. What's some of them other good, awesome games we're forgetting about? Sega Rally, What did I miss here?
This actually falls in... With the N64 stuff, it kind of falls in a sort of dead space area for me.
Oh, wait. First of all, I should have the video full screen, shouldn't I? Second of all... Pokemon Snap.
Hey, I've got a girlfriend that enjoys that game. See, while you were playing stuff like that, I was playing the first two Gran Turismos and Vagrant Story and Parappa.
I played Gran Turismo and Parappa. Well, I played the demo of Parappa. I never actually owned Parappa.
I think I rented it.
See, look, you're on rails. You got a camera. Pokemon everywhere. You're throwing apples, you're taking the best picture you possibly can, bringing it back to Professor Oak, and then he promptly touches your penis. But don't tell Mom.
He didn't touch my penis. Punk Big said all my pictures suck. Sorry if I was taking pictures of an environment.
You got a nice environmental shot every so often. There you got enough film for that. This was a surprisingly compelling game when you're a young Pokemon fan, though, because I remember renting this and being very happy. But nothing more than a rental, of course. Not much you can do once you get pictures of all 150. Yeah, all my snap photos were overexposed. I never really learned how to use the camera very well. I'm not much of a shutter bug. Oh, man. Lindsay's remembering something that I don't even remember, but I do now that she said it. You could take your Pokemon Snap pictures from your memory card, and you can print them out at Blockbuster. Anybody ever do that? Because I didn't.
I didn't have it, so.
Well,
who the hell would do such a thing?
It's one of those gimmicks. Everybody loves gimmicks at some point. Like, like the Game Boy, Game Boy camera, Game Boy printer? Gimmick.
That's why. Whoa, dude, Game Boy Play was awesome for taking those upskirt shots, dude.
And no one was the wiser?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this boy...
That kid's just playing his Game Boy. I'm taking pictures of your vagina.
Oh, he couldn't possibly be looking at my vagina, even though his Game Boy is affixed between my legs. He's just playing Tetris.
Exactly. Tetris with my finger in your legs.
It was... Ew, it was $5 for 4 pictures? Fuck that.
Oh, God.
There is no Pokemon that I need a picture of that badly.
Shitty graphical picture.
Yeah, this horrible 64-bit polygon. Goodness. Here's a bunch of polygons. $5, please. Oh, man. Talk about boring games.
By the way, for the sports people... Cardinals just scored again. 24-14.
Oh man, Cena won? That's bullshit. I thought for sure he was gonna go over to SmackDown. Not Porygons, Cartoon Science, Polygons. That's what all those Pokemons were made out of
No, Porygon.
I know. I'm being sarcastic.
Don't make me have to explode missiles and have everyone in this room start having seizures.
No, we're just throw out a picture of the Halloween cat girl and have them have at it.
Oh.
See, I'm very glad that... I'm sorry, Jim. I'm sorry. I'm glad that Gex the Gecko could find work after his abysmal game came out. He's the Geico Gecko, right? What the fuck is this?
I think so.
Gaming the Clinton years? Really? It looks like the fucking Geico Gecko. I'm not joking. Okay, maybe I am.
It is scaring me already. You know, since I'm looking through things, let's see.
This is some of the 1990s Gex the Gecko music.
Turn that off.
With pleasure. A golf game where you could golf with the presidents. Dom, let's get this idea over to Activision pronto.
They should be unlockables in Tiger Woods 2011.
Fuck that, Hot Shots. Let's make it happen.
Ooh.
What was I going to say? I don't remember.
I'm just looking through. I'm now looking through lists of old games and seeing what stuff I can toss out there to discuss.
Jim should be looking at news. Let's get back to news.
I have news on the side.
Okay, I'm actually going to pull up this thing that AJ sent me yesterday. Now, I'm going to read this, as boring as it might be. It won't be that long, people. TV's hottest name, your hottest game. TV has made Fonz, one of the best-known names in America today. Now Sega has made it possible for those 42 million Fonz fans to spend a quarter and literally become the motorcycle hero in an action-packed race. Fonz by Sega. And that's right there. I want to play Fonz.
Hey.
Hey. That girl is 1970s hot. Hey. So yeah, there's the Fonz and his game. I bet three of those exist today. They were probably destroyed in the great Jump the Shark controversy.
Yeah, that's that. The shark is actually the final boss in the game.
I wouldn't doubt it. Oh my god.
We should officially have a Pokemon show one day to get all this Pokemon talk out of you guys, because, you know, it's too much for me.
You didn't even like Pokemon back in the day? Like, for real?
No.
What were you, Digimon Man?
Hell no. I didn't like pocket monsters. I didn't like monsters in general. I thought you'd be the hero and, like, beat the shit out of those little things. And then when I found out you can't catch them and shit, I was like, ew. I'm going to have my own personal zoo? Fuck that.
I got
no room in the hood for that.
I got addicted to it. Like, I actually became, I became a fan of Pokemon, like, by accident. And then I ended up, because my brother had the original Game Boy with the vertical lines on the sides that kept, you know, you kept losing those vertical lines to the point where you had a half of an inch in the middle of the screen. So I originally, like, borrowed my friend's Pokemon Blue or something. I became addicted to it and just went out, bought a Game Boy Color and Pokemon Red or Blue or whatever. And didn't look back for a couple of years. Oh, man, Vista, that picture you sent me. I meant to send it to you earlier, but you were not online.
Oh, no. Jim sent that to me when I woke up.
I sent that.
You woke up. Yeah. Thank you, Jim, for getting my message to Vista.
I woke up to fucking horrible.
You're welcome, Steve. I'm sorry, Vista.
Dude, I woke up like, I feel like a champion. Yes. Then I see your post. I go, hey, Jim. I hit me. I go, oh, God. That was the end of me talking for most of the day.
Oh, my God. Somebody has the Pokemon station from Blockbuster. That's not supposed to...
What?
They used it for Pokemon. Yeah. Snap was the main thing, but they also used it for Pokemon Stadium. Pokemon Stadium 2 could,
Hey, I have a whole box of those red buttons. Anybody want one?
And then you print off the pictures. What you do is you grab prepaid cards here. This was the five different designs for the prepaid card. We got one of each.
I think it's
hideous.
It looks huge, and why would anybody want this, even from a collector's standpoint?
Printer paper, brand new, never opened, and then we got a box brand new, never opened before.
That's brand new, never opened. Let's take a look at the pack.
The cool thing about this printer is,
hey, it was 1998 or 9. That was technology back then, man. Nowadays, it'd be an LCD, and it'd be this little tiny photo printer that takes up the footprint of a laptop. Like this whole big unit that's the size of an arcade machine.
I want to find this guy's house and just knock that shit over.
You want to just break the screen?
Yes. No, I just want to kick everything over.
And it does have a lock feature on it.
It's got a lock because, you know, you don't want anybody getting in on that thing.
You don't want anyone stealing the kid's money, huh?
It's not even, the money's not even in the machine because you get a card.
Into the printer paper.
If you break that thing open, you can steal the game. That's it.
Through all your different pictures.
Cartoon Science saying Pokemon was by far the most insidious video game of all time.
I have to agree with that because you realize something. You want to know, you're not Ash, you're not Blue or Red or whatever you want to call it. You really realize who you're playing when you're playing Pokemon? It should be called Michael Vick the Game. You're getting a bunch of animals and making them fight each other for your amusement.
I didn't do any jail time, and I played Pokemon for years. So, haha, Michael Vick.
That's what the problem was. The problem is Michael Vick couldn't afford a Game Boy, so he just had the dogs do the fighting.
Seems like it would have been cheaper in the long run to just get a Game Boy Color. You can get those at the Goodwill.
You know what? He didn't have that worked into his new contract.
Oh, my God. Why would anybody want this thing? Okay, wait a minute. He's got Pokemon keychains with the keys to the machine on him. He's officially a bigger nerd than I am.
Pitbull, I choose you.
Good one, Chocobo. All right, that's enough of this guy and his awfulness.
Go Rottweiler!
Thank you, Lindsay, for that link. Lindsay, you could put it in the non-working
Why
elevator.
Why are
you
telling us to
house?
Go away while we're on the show? What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, we've almost done an hour, and we've talked about nothing except for Borderlands and Pokemon.
And I do have news.
Well, Jim, let's get to some news, since you're the news man.
How is that? I'm closing the tab now.
No. You give us news, while I still have the video on my laptop here, take a look at this. I don't smoke, but I want this. One of the two designs you can get for a Sega video game console lighter from Banpresto. They're very expensive. They are like $105, if I did my math right.
Ooh.
You can get a Sega Saturn, which looks pretty cool, or the Genesis, first generation style. I think those look pretty boss. Oh, yeah, we did talk about fonts, too. So, yeah.
Ooh, actually, you know what? That does look kind of cool.
It does. Oh, yeah, the only other thing I wanted to mention, even though it's not video game related, although what is anymore on this show? If you were around on the internet when Windows 7 came out and you read your Facebook or your Twitter, you probably heard about the Windows 7 Whopper.
It's
a lot like what Vista did on Wednesday, except without the operating system involved. It is 7 Whopper patties on one bun in Japan only, of course, because, you know, they're the only ones left who aren't fattened up by all this awful food, so let's fatten them up. And apparently some guy tried eating one, and here's the video. I'll turn off the audio, because who cares? So I guess Microsoft is trying everything to promote Windows 7, including this. I love food, as you can tell by looking at me, and I love meat. Especially love Whoppers, but this makes me want to throw up.
I could not stand looking at that.
I think Vista wants one, probably. Right, Vista?
Yeah, you know, I'll take one.
You could eat one of these motherfuckers and not gain an ounce. I hate you.
Windows 7 brought to you by thisiswhyyourefat.com.
Exactly. Thank you, Jim. That's perfect.
It's conditioning that allows me not to gain weight.
I think it's your metabolism and the fact that you do a lot of walking.
Yeah.
You know what? I think the Windows 7 burger needs to be stage 4 in the next Sasuke or Ninja Warrior. You've got to eat a Windows 7 burger in a minute.
Can we get that tournament going at Anime Next this year, Vista?
Not at all.
Okay, just wondering.
I'd be disgusted by all the actual fat chicks that be like, oh, I'll do it.
Yeah, people who shouldn't be eating that burger would be eating that. You got a good point there. They wouldn't be skinny people like you. They'd be big fat people like me.
Oh, kind of like the
XLXL.
Wait, Jeremy's got a clean Sonic's cage, so he'll be right back.
Actually, it's XLXL.
So, Jim, what's some of that there news you got before we wrapper this thing up?
Well, let's see. I think I closed down the thing with all the rest of the... Oh, no, I have this one in games just to see if we have anything else we miss. Well, yeah. One that just stopped me for a moment, by the way, as far as games coming out. World of Zoo. I could go in about 5 different directions for bad jokes on this. But it sounds like... I look at this, I'm like, is this a World of Goo takeoff?
I
know nothing about this game.
I don't know. I saw it on the list when we were talking like 20 minutes ago, and I was going to mention it, but I didn't. I assume it's like World of Goo, but who knows?
Who knows?
Except for more informed people, obviously not us.
And apparently, I think it's Ubisoft that makes the Pets line, right?
Yes, that's them.
They're losing it. They actually have a game that doesn't have another Z on the end of it.
Who else wants it?
Well, they're putting out 4 new games this week.
Oh.
A Dogs, a Dolphins, a Hamsters, and Saddle Club.
Do they have
and
a
you feel like calling it Horses?
I have an actual question. Do they have a Hedgehog game?
No.
Is there a Pizza Hut game, Steve?
Yes, there is.
There's one near me, too.
Barbecue wings.
Oh, my gosh. Are you saying I need to order them?
Yes, so I can come over and then eat them promptly, give you the money for the fact that you ordered them, didn't eat.
Let's do it.
Because I don't have Pizza Hut around here.
You don't have a Pizza Hut in Brooklyn? That's fucking surprising.
You don't have a lot of good things in Brooklyn or Manhattan.
They closed a bunch of them down, though. Like, there used to be one really close to me. Now there's one in the next town. And it's one of those ones that only delivers.
Yeah, we don't have, like, the only Pizza Huts we usually have are usually the horrible Pizza Hut Express. I don't do wings.
Maybe the one by me won't do it either. But there's also one on the highway by me, too, so. And there's also one by Lindsay.
I know there's one about halfway between here and Will's house. It's by, you remember the Applebee's that's somewhat near me?
I know I do. I think Viss has been there with us, too.
Probably.
Yeah, it's half mile past there.
Oh, Jim, don't get too specific. People might stalk you. We don't want any of the people to stalk our co-hosts. That'd be bad. It'll be like
I don't mind people stalking me, as long as they're hot white chicks that aren't fat.
You don't want girls who look worse with makeup than they do without it?
Ugh.
Yeah, Lindsay. Lindsay wants to stalk you, just so you know, Vista.
She's lying. So anyway.
Anyway, yeah, Jim. So we got more pets games.
Oh, God. Driving me crazy.
No hedgehog games.
Oh, you know what? There's something that I think I took a look at, but I don't believe we mentioned on Wednesday.
What's that?
I know I shared it with you, Steve. The PVC driving cockpit.
Yes, let me pop that up if I can find it.
I got it. Coming into the room.
Send.
Now, one of the things that I'm going to be getting when I get the PS3 is going to be NASCAR 09. And I tried driving that with the DualShock 3 or 6X or whatever it was, and it's not fun. Especially when you keep black flags on and you bump into a couple guys and they go, "You're driving too rough. So we're going to penalize you."
So you can solve that with this. The only thing that looks difficult with this is getting the driving seat. Because it's just PVC and a driving wheel. And a piece of wood.
And I've got I've got there's a junkyard over by Liberty Science Center I could probably use.
Jim, you're giving away too much data about where you live. People are going to find you.
Jim lives in Fayonne, New Staten Island, and that's all I know.
And Vista lives in Queens.
My real name is Nick Tan. I live in Staten Island.
Your real name is... that'd be bad.
We're not going there. We're not going there. I don't know where you want it, where you're planning on going, but we're not going there. And come on, Giants, get a first down.
My name's Peter Parker, by the way. I live in Manhattan. Money-making Manhattan.
So, let's get a little discussion in the chat room. Have you seen the story about Molyneux and his Revolutionary Games thing?
Is this more along the same lines as that stupid little boy thing with Project Natal?
No, actually, it's what he says are the five most revolutionary games of the past 20 years.
Let me guess, Fable 1, Fable 2...
None of them are his.
Fable 3...
Madden.
Madden 01, that was a good year.
In fact, I think they're from five different companies.
I do live in Forest Hills. Hey, Bill. Hey, Billy Bob. Good to see you. Now, I got to say, why does the Xbox driving wheel look like an Xbox? I'm looking at it from the side, and it has that little like hard drive kind of thing on it. It's white. It looks like an Xbox with a driving wheel sticking out of it.
I want to know what's with the like security keypad underneath it.
What is that thing?
To keep the
GPS?
Is that where you swipe your initial D card?
Oh god. Fucking expensive piece of plastic that don't give you money.
Looks like looks like a freaking calculator. It's LoJack.
Nice one, Bill.
No, it's when you sit on a seat so long, you put your security code in to keep the groove that your ass made.
Or maybe it just blows air at your caulk to keep the air circulating.
I've actually seen somebody put up a picture of the guy using this, and it made me want to cry because he was driving in socks and boxers.
Yeah, but he's Japanese, so that's okay. And then if you look at it, I mean, other than the fact that you got a giant driving seat, everything else pretty much just folds up and goes, you know, behind a piece of furniture or under a bed or something like that. It all just folds away pretty nicely.
I don't know exactly. I'm not too sure how the seat is secured in, but I'm not a huge car enthusiast. I'm a driving enthusiast.
Billy Bob is a
electronic
car enthusiast.
Driving enthusiast.
Maybe Billy Bob can tell us where we can get a driving seat so we can make a couple of these.
All right, you know what? We've got a response to the five most revolutionary games of the last 20 years from Cartoon Science, and he's got two of them.
Really? He said Tomb Raider, Grand Theft Auto 3, Pokemon Red, Blue, EverQuest, and Super Mario 64. Oh, and The Sims.
Super Mario 64. Free, kind of a somewhat free roaming environment.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I think it was a good game for its time, but like as other 3D platforming games were made, Mario 64 to me does not hold up as well as, you know, Mario 3 or even the first Mario.
Mm-hmm. And Tomb Raider. He said, now this is what he said. The game featured an iconic heroine instead of a muscle-bound man. I'm guessing that the 20 years stopped short of Metroid.
Probably. Yeah, that came out in 88, I want to say. So Chemical Chocobo gave us this story through the chat room. Toyota exec says realistic video games make cars unnecessary. Except, you know, except for the lack of the air in your face or the sense of danger, I assume. I'm not exactly a race, you know. I'm not one of those ricers, yo. Hey, I drive a Toyota Camry. It's a sensible sedan.
I read this story and it made my head hurt. Now, granted, if I could get a driving setup like that, I wouldn't want to go driving because I'd want to just stay home and
fuck that.
Do laps.
And for the realism, don't you kind of need like a 180 view in front of you with maybe three or four TVs all seamlessly put next to each other? I mean, that's kind of what the immersive technology would be, not just one screen. That's not immersive.
Or at the very least, you definitely need some sort of wide panel.
And Lindsay has a good point in the chat room. She guesses that in Japan, it doesn't matter to get from point A to point B, you know, as much as it does here. Because they're such they're such a tiny little country. They can just take the train everywhere. We can't do that. Hi, tiny little
that
country.
That country needs maps. It doesn't even have addresses. Fuck that place.
Maps. They don't love you like they love like I love you.
Yeah. Maps. What the guy says, he quotes a Toyota executive as saying, home game machines are no good. Playing something that realistic makes the need for cars disappear.
That's right there. I see it. He said it. I'm going to boycott Toyota. I'm selling. Who wants to buy a 2001 Toyota Camry four-door? It's got a V6 engine. It's like a dark green.
We'll talk after the show.
Awesome. No, I think that's a stupid statement. It's probably taken out of context. That's probably not what he said. Maybe it was a bad translation.
I hope so.
But we interrupted you with this story. What is
five games
Molyneux's list? So we got Tomb Raider and we got Mario 64.
Real-time strategy game Dune 2. It was the first to go from, like, as he put it, Twitch playing to a more cerebral approach.
Cartoon Science wants to know Final Fantasy VII.
No.
Ooh. AJ.
Halo. First popular console FPS.
Revolutionized people saying that you're a nigger online.
Revolutionized saying slurs online to people. Oh. It revolutionized.
You know what?
Well, go ahead, Jim.
I'm agreeing with the fact that, Halo ain't that great.
Yeah, AJ's got a good point. GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, and Medal of Honor don't exist, apparently.
Because none of it was online.
Yeah,
Counter-Strike and Half-Life are more for PC.
Oh, definitely PC. Because they had that ditched Half-Life port for the Dreamcast. But other than that, I think it took a while for it to even hit the PlayStation.
And it wasn't that great.
Yeah, it was awful. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
So,
Molyneux specifically says it's the first popular console FPS or the first one that got everybody online?
It says the title brought FPS games to consoles. Let me see if I can get the exact. Bring FPSs to consoles, introducing regenerative health, and solving the tricky issue of multiple weapon swapping by limiting the player to two guns at a time.
Oh, yeah, Microsoft, thanks for the regenerative health thing. Yeah, thanks for that. It's now a staple in every frickin' shooting game.
Yeah, you know, you get a limb blown off and you hide behind a wall for a moment.
That'll regenerate it. Yeah, hold on. I just got my legs blown off. Let me just duck back here. Wait 5 seconds. All right, I'm good.
Dude, if things work like that in real, you know what? I could go in many different directions. I'm going to shut up now.
I love my
GoldenEye. This could get really bad with
it. Yeah.
So that's four. And number five is the game that still brings in probably more money month to month than any other game around.
World of Warcraft?
Bingo.
I don't really have anything. I don't really play most of these games, so I can't really comment.
It's the whole carrot dangling mechanic. Like, hey, get up to this level and you can get this. And, but you know, get to... You want this? Fine. You have to get to this point in the game.
Yeah, but then when you reach the end, you're still playing, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, when you get to the end, then you start going... When you get to... No, level cap, whatever.
80.
Well, then you go on raids with the other people in your guild so you can have a minimal chance of getting epic loot drop.
Epic carrot? So,
yeah, pretty much at the carrot.
That was Molyneux's list. Billy Bob, don't you know if you have bullets in you, there are no ill effects so long as you hide?
Of course.
Did you make an MMO where, like, you try to find why is a certain person so fucking ugly? And then you go deeper into the world of fashion, and then you... yeah, that should be an awesome MMO.
I thought that was hotornot.com.
No. Speaking of which, I got a Nintendo email saying join them at the Herald Square JCPenney store.
For what?
Because they're launching a Style Savvy.
Whoa.
Oh, God, Style Savvy.
Enjoy a fun evening of fashion, shopping, prizes, and more. Join us, blah, 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 high energy styling challenge and runaway show at JCPenney Manhattan store. Nintendo doesn't understand that I'm a dude, and unless chicks are getting naked, I'm interested.
I don't think there'll be naked chicks in Macy's.
Cast and call, 3 to 4:30, event 5 to 7 p.m.
I'll be there. Will you?
No. What could I be doing Thursday, October 29th? Prepare for the hell that will be Halloween in my house.
I wish I could spend Halloween in my house. Can we switch?
Sure.
Okay.
I hope you get to go to a party or something and, like, have fun.
Well, I get to go to a party after I go to a Halloween wedding. So that's what I'll be doing.
I'm sorry,
I get
what?
To hang out with my family.
I have to go to a Halloween wedding.
No. I mean, what Jim said was cool. I wasn't even paying attention about the minute you said wedding, I wasn't. No.
Oh. Well, hey, afterwards, I get to dress like Squirtle, so it'll all be okay.
Of course, because at the wedding, you can't have a costume on.
No, Billy Bob. The costumes are after the wedding, and I hope that the steak at their wedding is as good as the one at yours, because I have not had a steak as good as the one at your wedding.
Wait, so they run into the bathroom and try to change as quickly? Think of the lines after the wedding's over. Oh my God, I've got to dress up as Luffy. I got to buy my tits.
All I know is I'm throwing my Squirtle hoodie on. That's the extent of my costume. That's about as far as I'll go with costuming.
I told you, dude, we should have went as DX.
I will smuggle you into the wedding, and Jim can come too, because I know he wants to.
That's okay. I'm going to be with my family.
Nice. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Billy Bob's wedding never happened. Sorry about that, Billy Bob. Never happened. Any other newsworthy things?
Well, let's see. You mentioned the Best Buy thing. That's going to be going on this week.
Yes. For those of you who might not have heard it, go to your Best Buy this week if you want any games, because they're having a buy two, get one free sale on any $60 and under game. So stock up now, motherfuckers.
So that means that DJ Hero can't be one of them.
Oh, what'd you say, Vista?
So three games you're buying again?
Well, I already bought the games from Toys R Us, but I think this week I'm going to pick up Borderlands to return it with the receipt that I have from Friday with the full price on it. Yes, I am a Jew. SmackDown vs. Raw 2010, because my brother's saying it's pretty good. And the third game, I'm not sure. I was going to get Demon's Souls for Producer Chew, but if you're saying it's not good, then I might not get Producer Chew Demon's Souls. I might have to find a third game. Maybe some Forza.
You're Style Savvy and have it watch her fail at the game.
It's not cosplay savvy. Sorry.
That was a nice one. 2 points.
Let's see. What would I get? What would I get?
Uh-oh. How long have you guys been here? So I can't really get hardcore emails from Nintendo.
I'm more of a renter, I think.
I don't know. How did they get your email? Vista, have you, like, bought shit at their store?
Possibly.
All right, that makes sense then, because I don't get their emails, and I bought shit there.
I don't even know anymore. Just stop sending me freaking Pokemon shit I don't care for.
Billy Bob, it's not so much that WWE is good now, because it's definitely not. It's just that there's no other options. Unless you want to watch, unless you want to watch Vince Russo Presents TNA, starring old WWE wrestlers, who no one cares about anymore.
But anyway, sounds worth it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, if...
Let's see. More news!
I don't believe you. There is no news.
Let's see. Anything good? Wait. What? Huh? No. Huh?
What?
How long ago did Okami come out for the Wii?
For the Wii, I don't know, but for PS2, a long time ago, like 3 years ago.
I thought that it had been out for the Wii for a while. Let me look things up here.
Probably at least a year. Why?
Because it just came out in Japan.
Okami Wii US.
That
giant letters.
Like,
okay, so Amazon's link will have the release date. I believe
one of us will get to the release date before the other one.
The Wikipedia probably has it, but I didn't.
I got it. Okami Wii US 4/15/08.
Wow.
It took them a year and a half to port it over in Japan?
You know, they got to get all that, they got to get all the words into Moonspeak, so that takes a while.
Mm. Yeah, because the U.S., Australia, and Europe all were by the middle of last year. So,
haha, Japan, we got it first. Is that where we are there?
I believe so. Just kind of surprised at that. And they do seem to kind of like a bit of Nathan Drake, but they also have their crazy wheel of stuff that I just can't understand why. Next. Has anyone seen the new Final Fantasy? Well, let's throw two Final Fantasy 13 stuffs here. First, no install.
Huh?
A PS3 game that's going to have no install.
Uncharted 2 doesn't have an install. Little Big Planet, I don't think, had an install.
Ah, sweet. Because I know. There always was the talk of, oh, it takes up so many megs on your hard drive, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, Uncharted 2 had no installation.
Huh. I'm trying to figure out exactly what trophies it's going to have, because they mentioned that 13 will have trophy support. Ooh. But has anyone seen the new cans O Elixir for 13?
Yes, I did. You show those to me. They look pretty good.
Ooh.
Pop that link in the chat room so I can plop it up.
I'll bring up the direct link to the picture from
this
from
this power mat thing. I just clicked on a link on a blog. This power mat thing looks awesome, except it's way too expensive right now.
I think it's $99 for the mat and $49 for each sleeve.
Yeah, it's expensive, and once that price goes down, that's gonna be awesome.
But people are loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And so on and so forth. I think it looks pretty cool. I saw a... I don't know if it was a working unit or not, but when I was in Toys R Us the other week trying to return one of the games that I bought, they had a Tony Hawk, the stupid skateboard thing. It looks like it looks like the flimsiest piece of crap ever. I'm going to have to get my hands on one of these things.
It does? Yeah. You know what? I haven't seen one yet. It looked like it'd be not too bad. It actually looks a little thicker than the skateboard deck that's still on my front porch that I used to use.
It looks pretty basic.
Yeah, it looks a little thin, but...
So here are the cans. I brought them up on the video for everybody to see. Oh, look, it's a little chocobo, but he's not black. Hi, yep. Not black chocobo.
And let's see, we've got 3-4 pictures of... our lovely main character, Lightning. That one on the top left, top right, by the way, I have that as a poster. It's hot.
Well, you know, she's a temptress.
Mm. No, the temptress is bottom right.
Okay, Jeremy says that the unit's solid. He took the model off the display and jumped around on it. I'm imagining Jeremy jumping around on it and laughing.
Seriously, I would love to be able to see. First, I want to find out how much it's rated for as far as, like, if somebody my size should be fiddling around on the game. And, oh, God, that was a hit. Oh, wow. I turned at the wrong time and looked at the TV, and Kevin Boss almost had his head taken off.
Ouch.
But I would try and do shit on that board and maybe get it up in the air and see what happens.
I can't wait to see anime conventions and gaming conventions try to set it up and have the thing break. Oh, no matter how solid something's built, if it's made of plastic, it's going to break. Trust me, I make video game controllers for a living.
Now, and also, to kick, you pass your foot by it like
yeah.
you're...
Just like with...
I'm waiting for one person to shift their weight a little too much. Bradshaw, you're a moron.
What's going on?
Did you decided to try to reach out with the ball and, like, threw it. Fumbled the ball with, like, almost no one hitting him. But, hey.
Good job.
My Saturn car is actually pretty damn good. But I'm waiting for...
Hey, it wasn't.
Somebody
it wasn't really good.
Those.
It wasn't really good that one time.
It's still the same car that I had from that time, though.
Jim and I went on a little road trip back in 2004, and needless to say, it was
my
not a fun time. It was not a fun time when Jim's transmission went on Route 80 in New Jersey.
Actually,
oh no,
we
went
found out what happened later. It was a. There was a gas. One of the gaskets actually blew, so
okay.
I ended up burning out the trans because all the trans fluid exploded out.
No, Bill, it wasn't a plastic transmission.
Yeah, plastic.
What'd you say,
Vista? It looked like, you know, I had run over a small animal and it exploded under the hood because there was red everywhere.
That was just 10. That was a joke for me and for Jim.
It was 10 to 10 so forth because he was going out with...
Would you say, Vista,
time.
We stepped all over you?
Yeah.
Vista? Oh.
What?
What'd you say?
Oh.
We stepped all over you.
I said something.
You said something when we were stepping all over you.
Don't worry, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
But, I'm waiting for... I'll finally drag this back to the thing about Tony Hawk Ride. I'm waiting for someone... to have their foot on it and shift their weight the wrong way and go to kick from the ground and actually have that foot catch and then have the board rocket forward.
Now, I'm just guessing that could be one of the reasons why the display unit is on the wall and not on the floor. Just my opinion, though. By the way, I'm noticing looking at these cans for the Final Fantasy 13 drink. What is with black characters in video games all looking the same? We got this black guy and what's his name from Metal Gear Solid 4. They look like spitting images of each other to me.
I love this guy. I can never remember his name. Zah or Zash or something.
That's...
And it actually... Hold on. Another link coming up. It gets even more hilarious when you take a look at the... at the little figurine of him. It's like, hey, what's going on? Just the half shrug motion he's got.
He looks pretty apathetic. Oh no, it's getting late. I think we have time for one more story and then we got a GTFO. So what's the we got one more story?
Let's see. I got one more. Well, I know Activision's being smart and realizing DJ Hero probably won't take off as much as Guitar Hero, but that's no biggie. I'm going to end on one that's close to what I've something I like. There is a novel coming out called The Infernal City. It's an Elder Scrolls novel. It's rumored to set things up, possibly, for Elder Scrolls V, which would be the sequel to Oblivion. Now, they haven't said anything since a while back in August. Bethesda's Todd Howard said they're not planning on a fifth game.
Bullshit.
They've been, if they're doing anything like they did with Oblivion, they started planning Elder Scrolls V before 4 was released. Because the game takes like 3 to 4 years to make.
Well, yeah. Like I said, Epic Game would be epic.
Oh, it would. And of course, everyone's still like, make it an MMO! And I'm thinking, no, you don't want that.
Not play WoW. If you want an MMO, go play WoW. Champions Online, yep. City of Heroes, anything. Play
I'll play Guild Wars. If you're cheap, play Guild Wars. You don't have to pay.
Or play Final Fantasy 11.
Or, soon, Final Fantasy 14.
Well, if you can't wait for the game, just get the novel.
Yeah, I'm probably going to see about getting my hands on this novel now. Because it's supposed to bridge the gap. It says, it partly bridges the gap for the next game, which is set 200 years after the Oblivion Crisis. That's actually on the retail site for the book.
Oh, yeah, the Star Wars MMO coming out. That could be pretty cool.
He made a fast food MMO where I could just go around eating every fast food I could find. Like Wendy's Bacon Double.
Oh, Wendy's Bacon Double kicks ass. Why you always got to mention food when we do this show? It makes me starving at, you know, whenever we're doing it, 11:30 at night.
I try to. I do what I can.
So, Vista, before we get out of here, is there anything you want to get off your chest?
Nope. So I wasn't in it tonight. It's a poor effort on Vista's part. Came in 30 minutes late. Didn't talk much. Next time, we're going to go for it. We're going to try to get him out the first game.
That's the plan.
And
I guess
the plan is also... Oh, by the way, Vista, I do believe Decade is looking good.
What's that mean?
Fantasy football?
Hell yeah.
As long as they win. I need to win, and I need to be 4-3.
And I've lost already, but I had to take the loss now to set up for future Epic.
Yeah, you might as well. Don't worry, you'll be all right in like later weeks. There's no spies, and that's when teams play harder.
Weren't you guys supposed to do a fantasy football show on Tuesday?
That's the one thing that don't exist.
Hey, I'm already looking forward to next week, and I think, yeah. I get who you're facing. Hee hee hee.
No, it'll be an easy one for you. Raven came in with a nobody. You wear dresses and play DPR.
Hey,
and
that was just paying off a bet.
Raver Gamer's the guy I play 3 times this season.
Awesome.
So I'm gonna throw out some plugs for Vista to save his voice. Crybringer.blogspot.net. I thought it was .com, but apparently it's .net. Check out there for one of our favorite artists on the Video Game Zombies. Also check out AnimeNext.org. You will be able to pre-register. What?
You said AnimeNext.org, and I said boo.
Oh, okay. Check out AnimeNext.org, AnimeNext 2010. Hey, what was it, June 18th to 20th?
We're going to have news about that next week.
Ooh, news next week. Yes. Maybe we'll mention it next week on the show then. Yes.
Just teasing it now.
Check it out.
He's
check out.
Video games, and he's going for porn. You hear me, porn department? Let's go.
I think you have like 3 or 4 other people ahead of you in line to run that department, Vista.
They can't match my awesome ability.
I'm not debating that. Also, check out spwug.com, spwug.com, for reviews of everything that some of us geeks live for, even those crazy conventions we attend, kind of like Anime Next. And I just want everybody to check out where you're watching us right now, livestream.com/VGZLive. And for those of you listening via podcast, that's basically where we are every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Wednesdays, for the most part, also 10 p.m. where we get down and dirty.
If you want to know when we're going to be doing the shows, become a fan of ours on Facebook, Video Game Zombies.
Yes, I forgot to mention how much Facebook sucks. We ended up talking about so much other stuff that I forgot to mention. The new Facebook is the most awful piece of crap I've ever seen in my life. Facebook, let's get this taken care of.
And go to Wendy's.
Yes, go to Wendy's. That's some good food. Have a Frosty in my name.
Frosties are a win. Throw the ball, Eli.
And buy some hats from Susan, damn it. Mary Jane needs money.
Yes, buy some hats from Mary Jane at www.basic.net. That's www.basic.net. And that about does it for this week's episode of VGZ Live / the Video Game Zombies podcast. We are Steve. We are Jim. We are Vista. We are
Legion.
We will kill you.
Vampires. All right, we're out of here.
Chazmaggle.
What does that mean?